You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, once again, we are visiting with Greg Kopchuk, who is the master licensee of Action Coaches Business Coaching in the Alberta, Peel, York, and Halton regions of Ontario. Greg is also a sought-after speaker in the business world and prides himself on making a difference in the lives of business owners and communities across Canada. Greg, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you, Eric. Glad to be here.
Well, thank you. And in Canada, the franchise business is certainly booming, and a lot of people are jumping on board to see if it'll work for them. What is the first step to figuring out whether it will be a good choice for them?
Well, I think probably when I talk to a lot of franchise prospectees, what I say to them is, do you have a passion for our industry and does it play to your strengths? So, you know, that's the first place to start, and then to see if our franchise will in fact assist them in achieving their personal business and financial goals. And then we go from there.
Are there benefits to starting with a known quantity versus starting your own business from scratch?
Oh, absolutely. I've actually done both myself. And starting a business from scratch, you have to learn everything yourself. And the investment of your time and energy to learn, as well as, let's say, attending various workshops, seminars, whatever you need to do to learn those skills, in the end, you end up paying the same or more as if you would initially investing in a franchise. Plus, with a franchise, what you have is you're buying a system that is proven and works, and you're also plugging into a support network of everyone in that franchise system to assist you in being successful. When you're starting on your own, you don't have that. You're on your own, and you're all alone. And the franchise system, it's a huge advantage because a lot of our guys, when they join, and women, they're looking for belonging to a team and then achieving that great success. When you're on your own, there is no team. You're it.
What are the pros and the cons of owning a franchise?
Wow, you know, there are no cons. Of course, the pros are you're buying a proven system that works, and it's been proven by all the previous franchisees that have come ahead of you. You've got the network of people, you've got the education and the experience, and the sharing of best practices. And usually every franchise system has an annual conference and perhaps quarterly training as well that you can plug into. And you always have someone guiding you. The cons of being in a franchise is you have to give up being right. You can't do it your own way. I've seen several franchisees come in to our system and then try to do it their way, and they fail. And for whatever reason, they want to do it their own way. So we go, okay, go ahead. So they fall flat on their face, and then they say, okay, now you're ready to listen. And then they start to do it our way, and lo and behold, they're successful. So that's probably the biggest con is, you know, if you're the kind of person that you want to do it your way, and you're not really open to other people's ideas, it'll be a hard place for you to fit in.
Well said. Today we're joined by Greg Kopchuk, who is the master licensee of Action Coaches Business Coaching in the Alberta, Peel, York, and Halton regions of Ontario here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Greg, are there certain personality types that don't do well running a franchise?
Yeah, one of them is the maverick who likes to go out and do things his own way and blaze a new path to glory. They should be on their own and not in a franchise system because that's not what a franchise system is all about. And the second person is the one who is totally fixated on making money as being their primary focus. If all they wanted, they're in it for is to make a buck and attempt to get rich and successful, being in a franchise is not it. The attitude they have to take is to have a passion for the industry and the money will come. But if their focus is totally the money, they will fall flat on their face.
As the master licensee of a business coaching franchise, what do you think the toughest challenges will be facing small businesses this year?
Well, one of the biggest ones, especially in the Alberta region, because of, we have an oil-based industry here, is the labor shortage. So one of the biggest things here is going to be hiring and keeping great staff because of the labor shortage. But that's the issue with every single business owner, no matter what, just to be able to hire and keep great staff. And also doing more with less. In other words, how to increase the productivity of their staff. And, of course, a big one is always how to improve profits. Now, it's interesting. When an economy grows, generally speaking, every business is going to grow by default. The issue is how to grow more than the economy. And that's where the true business savvy comes in. And a lot of times when people grow their business in terms of revenue, their profits don't necessarily increase as well. So they also have to keep an eye on how to increase those profits. And, of course, the last area is how to create a competitive edge in the marketplace and how to make yourself different than besides price. Because if you only work on price, it'll kill your business.
Knowing what you know now, what's the best piece of advice you would give to a potential franchise buyer?
The best piece of advice is to really investigate what it is you're good at and ensure the franchise system you're going into plays to your strengths. And also know that no matter what kind of franchise you're in, you're going to have to know how to sell, and you're going to have to know how to market. I mean, there can be some guidance and direction and education provided by the franchise system that you plug into. But you as the individual, ultimately, in the end, have to make that sale. And if you don't like selling, it doesn't matter what kind of franchise system you're in, you're not going to be good at it. And a lot of people, unfortunately, have a very negative connotation of selling, so you really have to examine whether or not that's something you want to do. And then, of course, there's always the satisfaction of, for instance, in our industry, in passing along your knowledge and education, and that's a very fulfilling thing to do, and seeing your clients succeed in their businesses. So it's how fulfilling will it be for you as well?
Really good information for the listeners. Now, how about telling them where they can get more information and also to be in contact with you also online?
Sure. Well, thanks, Eric. There's two places. We have our main Action Coach website at actioncoach.com. where internationally you can check us out. And in Canada, it's actioncoachcanada.ca. If they want to contact us by phone, it is at 1-888-478-0790.
Certainly appreciate you joining us once again. He is Greg Kopchuk, who is the master licensee of Action Coaches Business Coaching in the Alberta, Peel, York, and Halton regions of Ontario. And the website of reference once again is actioncoachcanada.ca. Greg, thanks so much for joining us here on Enterprise Radio.
Okay, thank you, Eric. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.